Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Today, I wanted to make a quick reference to our youth and police training. Our youth are our future. Everyone agrees on that. Sometimes when we're looking at all the different groups that need help, we sometimes forget about our youth and police interaction with them and how critical that is in terms of what we do. From my time as a police chief on the California Police Chiefs Board and the chair for the Juvenile Justice Delinquency Prevention Commissions in the county of Humboldt, I became aware of a group and became involved with a group called Fight Crime Investing Kids. They have a police training institute. It's new, and they've developed a program called CYCLE, which is connecting youth and communities with law enforcement. It's a 16-hour training program, and it covers many of the contemporary issues facing law enforcement today. There's a lot of different programs, things going way back in terms of what we did with DARE and Police Activities League, all of which are good. This is good as well. It's fairly new, done in more states than California. California is fairly new to it. Involving the youth in the process up front allows us to shape the next few days of the conversation in one of these around what's actually happening in the community. It's also an opportunity for law enforcement in the community to brainstorm solutions and ways to make the city a better place to live. And here we're dealing specifically with the involvement of youth and less about the community as a whole. Again, an adjunct to what's being done and will be done in the future. The CYCLE curriculum incorporates group activities, interactive exercises with facilitated discussion on important topics such as adolescent brain development, de-escalation skills, implicit bias, trauma-informed response. While still new, there's been pretty solid early indicators of success. When surveyed, youth participants reported that the dialogue did change the way they viewed law enforcement in their communities. This was consistent. Officers from all agencies indicated that the experience will be helpful in their daily interactions with youth in the communities they serve. The CYCLE curriculum in communities across the United States has had positive results. In California, we're just beginning this process. There have only been about four of these done. There will be more. There's a lot of analysis that needs to be done, and it needs to be accepted by the state. But everything we can do for our youth is positive and important. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.